This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's news from AHARS. At Thursday night's general meeting, we were privileged to have a presentation on astronomy by Kim Thalassoudis, the immediate past president of the Astronomical Society of South Australia. And what an amazing presentation on exploring the universe from your backyard it was. I was gobsmacked by the quality of the images that Kim showed us that he had taken from his suburban backyard in Prospect, using the tools and techniques now available in the field of electronic assisted astronomy, or EAA. And it isn't that hard. I'm hooked, and I'll be doing some research and study into how I can get involved on my limited budget. Kim has agreed to provide us with some links to the information and websites for anybody who wants to look further. Check out the AHARS Facebook page or the weekly email news brief. We would still appreciate it if a lot more people would fill out the questionnaire and return it either to myself at president@ahars.au or even better to Paul, VK5PH, at training@ahars.au. Don't forget, this is your chance to tell us about the good and the bad and your hopes and expectations of the club. We are hoping that everybody will be honest and open in their responses. For those that don't have or use email, we'll have hard copies at future Saturday sessions and club meetings. And a few people did do this on Thursday night. We'll be having a Saturday session coming up on the practical use of FT8 on HF bands. I don't profess to be an expert on FT8, so this will be just a demonstration of how I've put my setup together and how I run it in conjunction with automatic logging to QRZ and Logbook of the World using other associated free software. Hopefully we can get some contacts on the day. And a special shout out to all members from our webmaster Paul, VK5PAS. Please, anybody with photos, starting with a recent life membership presentations and anything else at all related to AHARS Club and its activities, Paul would love to be able to include them in his work on the history of the club and show them on the website. Please drop him an email or get in touch via the Facebook group page and he'll give you a link where you can drop them onto his Dropbox area. Also, we need to find out how many people would be interested in taking part in a workshop with Keith, VK5OQ, to build a balun suitable for an off-centre fed OCF dipole. This is potentially our Saturday session for December, and we are hoping to put together a whole kit to assemble on the day. If you think that you would be interested in participating in this activity, can you drop me an email at president@ahars.au? We are hoping that the kit will be in the vicinity of $30 to $35 for everything. An important note to all amateur operators, shortwave listeners and other interested radio people. In the pursuit of furthering communications and interactions between clubs, organisations and radio enthusiasts, we now have access to a forum to share information, resources and events. Please note the following important points. The vk5.au forum is ready to be used. vk5.au forum is not aligned to any specific club and has been put online by VK5 MCH, Mick, for the benefit of all interested amateurs, shortwave listeners, and members of the Historical Radio Society in South Australia. It will be monitored for unacceptable use. Please keep your posts friendly, succinct, and on topic. The forum is a place to promote interaction between amateur radio clubs and operators throughout the state. It can be accessed using the following URL, www.vk5.au. The information for our regular weekly nets is Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and overcome the jitters of being on air. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come on. Come up and have your say. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30. one of the longest running nets on the airwaves anyway, anywhere. Come up and say hello if you've got 80 metre capability. And the ANZA DX net, the ANZA, Australia, New Zealand and Africa net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, and one has to wait one's turn to give reports, etc. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 per day, and it would be a great platform for those wanting to work towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers on Thursdays, which is Ladies' Day. But all are welcome any day. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. And don't forget to check out the AHARS website and the Facebook group page. Some interesting stuff there. Well, that's all from me now, so stay happy and keep making contacts. Stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Last Friday night, we had a great presentation from Dave Neudig, all about the ionosphere and how we can communicate with it via HF. So a big thanks to Dave for coming along and giving us this presentation. This was live streamed on YouTube and is available for viewing now on the Ham Radio DX YouTube channel. If you listen to this broadcast on Sunday morning, then right now members of the AREG are up at Mount Barker preparing for a high altitude balloon launch and hopefully not getting too wet with the rain. This is part of our AREG 25th anniversary celebrations and will also be launch number 60 for Project Horus. The launch is planned for around about 10 in the morning, though this may get moved around depending upon weather. The planned payloads for this flight include multiple tracking payloads, an SSTV transmitter, along with a new high-quality imagery payload. However, if there's lots of showers at the launch site, we may end up just flying the tracking payloads and doing a mini launch. If we do proceed with the full launch, the SSTV images will be transmitted on 145.1 MHz via FM, and should be quite easy to receive with even just an FM handheld radio outside. There's plenty of software options out there to decode the imagery, and we'll also have certificates available for listeners that submit an image received during the highest 1 kilometre of the flight. Check out the blog post on the AREG website for all the details on how to decode telemetry and also how to track the flight in real time online using Sondhub Amateur. Our 25th anniversary special event callsign, VI25AREG, is still active, and we're looking likely to hit 7,000 contacts before the end of the month when the callsign expires. You can still find VI25AREG on the HF bands every day, along with other activations on the 6 metres, the link repeater network, and much more. If you've worked VI25AREG on more than 3 different modes, you can now apply for an award. Check out the AREG website for more information on that. As usual, you can find out all the details about the upcoming events from the AREG by visiting our website at www.areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. The next meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be on next Friday, the 25th of August, and a newly licensed amateur, Graham, VK5GM. Congratulations, Graham. Well done. And Graham will be giving a talk on the night, which he's called The Long Path. So come along and hear this enjoyable talk by Graham. And it's at the Modbury West Community Hall. Get there at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And of course, as usual, there will be tea, coffee and soft drink available. And the big news this week is that there's a new amateur radio forum being launched this week. And after discussions with many of the clubs at the QTH of John, VK5JR, this has been launched this week, and Mick, VK5MCH, has announced it, and he's encouraged all amateurs to register and become part of the forum. This forum will promote the hobby and discuss all aspects of amateur radio, and it'll be a bonus for many people who may not have access to a lot of the information that many of the highly skilled amateurs do in our community. Go online and log on to vk5.au and register and become part of this new exciting forum for amateur radio. And now just a reminder that the Northeast Radio Club membership fees are due. Full membership is $30 per annum. Concession and student memberships are $20 per annum. And if the membership is renewed by the September meeting, then a discount of $5 applies. Well, that's all for this week. I hope everybody's had a good week. Stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les. VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Our next meeting is our annual general for 2023. We have had a number of office holders who have indicated that they would like to step down from their appointed roles, which, of course, means that we will be needing some members to put their hands up to take over these important jobs. Whilst we have seen some nominations to fill these vacancies, others have not seen any offers at this point. It is to be hoped that members will decide to support their club by deciding to step up and have a go, but, of course, that remains to be seen. Hopefully, in a couple of weeks' time, I will be able to report that we again have all positions filled. We hope that we will see a good roll-up of members for the AGM, as there is no need to worry about being railroaded into a position. We have no intention of bullying anyone into doing something that they do not wish to do. If no one wants to help the club by volunteering to help, then the club will gradually fade away. As the saying goes, time will tell. Still no news on our big project yet, but we are hoping that we can go public with it very shortly. A lot of work has gone into this one, with a big thank you being offered to newish member Nick, BK5 November Juliet Sierra, who has really jumped into his membership by pitching in and offering his considerable skills free of charge in getting vital infrastructure built, painted and installed. Thank you, Nick. Peter, VK5BE, has also played a major part in this project, and it would be very remiss of me not to offer our thanks to him as well. All that remains now is for the final stages of this endeavour to be completed, and the big announcement can be made. Watch this space. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 73 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.